Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Anoint me, Lord. That is our prayer. That continues to be our prayer. God bless you Welcome to the New Creation Christian Ministries prayer line. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I'm joined here by my wonderful husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons, and we are excited about what God is doing in this season of the church. We're in a powerful, blessed season in the church, and we are just so excited about it. So Pastor Anthony is going to come and open us up as we begin to go forth in prayer. Amen. Amen. As a matter of fact, we're going to change it up. I'm going to actually come and do the opening, and then Pastor Anthony will join us as we begin to pray. We're going to go to the Bible, 1 Samuel chapter 1. Amen. 1 Samuel chapter 1. 1 Samuel, chapter 1, verse 5. But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut up her womb. And her adversary also provoked her sore, for to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. Verse 10, and she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore. And she vowed a vow, and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. Verse 17, then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. Amen. And I preach from this text on Sunday. I preached a sermon, The Power of Covenant. The Power of Covenant. And God wanted me to remind you today, dearly beloved of the Lord, that we have power through our covenant with God. You have power through your covenant with God. You know, Hannah exhibits three examples for us to follow as Christians. The first example that she exhibits is communication. Communication. When Hannah was distressed, when Hannah was discouraged, when Hannah's back was up against the wall, when Hannah's haters were coming for her, Hannah did not retaliate in the flesh. Hannah did not back up in fear. Although she was distressed, Hannah went to the Lord and she began to communicate with God through prayer.
Amen.
So it's imperative that you and I, as sons and daughters of the Most High God, do not allow situations and circumstances to take us off guard, to make us back up, to make us quit, to make us walk away from God. We must instead go to God and talk to God in prayer.
Yes.
We must communicate with God and have our ears inclined to hear what thus says the Lord unto us. Every single Christian, every single one of us should have that personal covenant relationship with God where we can go to God and freely, boldly, humbly communicate with him, amen,
yeah,
to tell him our troubles, our struggles, what we're going through, what's hurting, my God, what we're afraid of, my God, what areas we need help in, my God. We become so self-sufficient that we have failed to continue our prayer, communication with God on a daily basis, not just on Sunday, not just on Tuesday, not just on times when we have trouble, but we should be talking to God every day and listening to see what God has to say to us. Amen. So the first way that we release our power through the covenant that we have through our relationship with God is through communication. We must be continually talking to God. Amen. The Bible says, ask, seek, and knock, and you will receive. Hannah knew that her hater couldn't help her. She knew that her husband couldn't help her. Amen. Elkanah had the nerve to come to her and say, am I not better to you than 10 sons?
That's right.
My God. But he didn't have an understanding of where Hannah was. The only one who really truly knows you and what you're going through is God. Amen. Other people may have a glimpse. They may have a sense of understanding, but they really don't know, my God, what you're really walking through. But God knows. I said, God knows. God knows all about your troubles. He knows all about your struggles. He knows about what you're facing right now. He knows how you feel about what you're facing. And all he wants you to do is come and exercise your power through covenant and communicate with him. Amen. The second thing that God wants us to do through our covenant relationship is he wants us to be confident. My God, he wants us to have a confidence, a pistis,
yes,
my God, a faith. That word faith in the Greek is pistis. He wants us to have that unshakable faith and knowing that if God be for me, then that's more than the whole world against me.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what my haters are saying. It doesn't matter who's coming against me. It does not matter what circumstances I'm facing. And watch this. It does not matter who's in the White House. Come on, somebody. It does not matter who's in charge of the country. If God be for us, that's more than the whole world against us. And even as we're on this inaugural week, just before we go into the presidential inauguration, God says, let not your heart be troubled. Do not be afraid. Do not allow yourself to be shaken, but stand in confidence in knowing that God's got you. God's got you. He's got your family. He has your future. He has your finances. Come on, somebody. God has you. We do not lean on the arm of flesh. The Bible says that we are cursed when we lean on the arm of flesh.
Yes.
But we are blessed when we what? Put our trust in the Lord. I don't know about you, but I'm putting my trust in the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to keep it there. Come on. Don't give it to God. Don't give God your prayer concern. Don't give him your request, your petition, and take it back.
Exactly.
Give it to God. Pour your heart out to God. Like Hannah, she wept before the Lord. Eli the priest thought she was drunk. He marked her lips. Her lips were moving, but no words were coming out. She was acting like a drunken woman. And Eli said, how long, Hannah, are you going to drink your wine? Put this wine away from you. She said, I have not had wine. I have not had strong drink, but I'm going through something. Come on, somebody.
Right.
Is anybody going through something?
Yeah.
Where you're willing to throw yourself at the feet of the altar of God? Where you're willing to go before the Lord and pray and cry out and say, Lord, help me. Help me. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. I just know I'm going through, and I need you to help. And God, I'm confident See, the one reason Hannah went to God in the first place and began to communicate with him was because she was confident that God could do something about her situation. And not only was she confident that God could do something about her situation, but she was confident that God would do something. Not only was she confident that he could, but she was confident that he would. My God. And that's real faith. When your prayers are backed by confidence that God is going to act on that prayer request. He's going to act according to his word when he says, if you come to me praying about anything, believing, my God, that it's according to my will, you can be confident in knowing that I hear your prayer and that I will give you those things for which you are praying. Come on, somebody. You got to be confident. You have to have unshakable faith. You have to know that God is for you. You have to know that God has a great plan for your life, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future, plans to bring you to an expected end, plans to provide for you, plans to do above and beyond anything that you can ask, think, or imagine, plans to come so that you can have life and have that life more abundantly. My God, plans to manifest that abundant life, that blessed life, that Zoe in your life. My God, hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. What a faithful God we serve. What an all-powerful God we serve. My God, hallelujah. He says, I'm faithful. I'm faithful to my word. I'm faithful to my purpose for your life. I'm faithful for the plan that I have for you. I will not bring you to the birthing table. My God, for those of you who are going through a struggle right now, for those of you who are experiencing pain right now, for those of you who are experiencing lack right now, God says, I did not bring you to the labor, to the pain of labor. I did not bring you to the birthing table for you not to push out and deliver that thing that I have put on the inside of you. I did not bring you to this place of labor for me not to push you out. My God, not only are you going to push out some stuff, but God says, I'm going to push you out. I'm going to deliver you out of the hands of the fowler. I'm going to deliver you out of the plan of Satan. I'm going to deliver you out of the lion's den. I'm going to deliver you out of the dangerous pit, my God, that your enemy laid for you. God says, I am going to push you out. I will deliver you, says the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's power. That's the power that we have through our covenant relationship with God. Amen. And the final thing I want us to exercise through our power is commitment. Commitment. God is committed to you. God wants you to be committed to him. My God, we're in a day, Pastor, where people are preaching bless me messages. God's going to bless you. God's going to prosper you. God's going to heal you. God's going to deliver you. God's going to do this and God's going to do that. But we have forgotten to remind the people that God is not just going to be a giver in this relationship, but God also wants to receive from us. Come on. God wants to receive. Who wants to be in a one-way relationship? Who wants to be in a relationship where they're always giving? Does anybody here want to be in a relationship where you're always giving and never receiving? Come on. That is a dysfunctional relationship. Amen. And God is saying enough of us, his people, his children, being in a dysfunctional relationship with him. Amen. He wants us to give back to him. Hannah said, God, if you give me a man child, if you give me a son, I will give him back to you. I will give him back to you. No razor will hit his head, and he will serve you all of the days of his life. And God said, the man of God, the preacher, the preacher, the priest said, your petition is granted.
Mm-hmm.
My God, that's why we need a preacher. The Bible says, how can you hear without a preacher? Let me tell you, there's a preacher that's been assigned to your life. There's a preacher that God has is supposed to speak primarily into your life. Yes, you will hear from other people, but you best believe that God has assigned a preacher specifically for your life, that he is for you, that prays for you, that goes to the throne of grace for you. That's through your church, my God. That's why he tells us to not forsake the assembling together of ourselves, my God. Hallelujah. So God spoke to the priests when they went to worship God, and he spoke and said, let her know that I'm going to give her a baby boy. Amen. My God. And Hannah conceived. She gave birth. My God, she worshiped God. She conceived. She gave birth. And she gave that baby back to God. Come on, somebody. She gave it back to God. Let me tell you something. The key to your spiritual success, the key to your success in your covenant relationship with God is to continually commit to give back to God as he gives to you. And not only to commit to give back to God as he gives to you, but to give back to God what he gives to you. My God, as God blesses you with finances, as God blesses you with children, as God blesses you with a marriage, as God blesses you, my God, hallelujah, in ministry, as God blesses you with a home, as God blesses you with a job, anything that God blesses you with, as you exercise your power of commitment to covenant, you give that thing back to God. And guess what? Oh, my God. Guess what? God's going to multiply it. Oh, my God. I tell you, it's the word of God. I am not a false prophet. My God. God says, as he gave Hannah that son, Hannah gave that boy Samuel. Now, Samuel gave Samuel back to God. My God, I'm getting excited. She gave Samuel back to God. Now, she was barren. Come on. God opened her womb. The Bible says that God had shut up her womb. She was barren. God gave her a son. And she gave that son back to God. The son didn't even live in her house. Took him up to the temple at Eli. Raised him with Eli. She came up to visit him every year. My God. Periodically, she visited. And guess what? God opened her womb and boom, 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 boom. I said boom, 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 boom. Five more babies. The God bless Hannah with boom, my God, breakthrough, overflow, my God, open doors, my God, opportunities, my God, manifestation. There was an explosive increase, my God, in her life. Increase hit Hannah's home like you never would have known.
Right.
Hannah did not expect that. As she committed to God what God had given to her. So I encourage you, my God, to don't just get the breakthrough, but go for the whole boom, my God. Go for the breakthrough. Go for the opportunity, the open door, my God, the manifestation. Go for the overflow. God not only gave Hannah one baby, but he gave her five more. So that's a total of six, my God. Hannah has six kids, and there's no more mention of her hater. There's no more mention of Penina in her kids. Come on, somebody. Hannah gave birth to kingdom. My God. Hallelujah. Boom. My God. God says, I'm about to do a boom in your life. You know, so you got to be in covenant relationship so that you can experience the boom, the breakthrough, the opportunity, the open door, the overflow. My God, I know boom doesn't have three O's, but I put the extra one in there on today for overflow and the manifestation, my God, of the divine hands of God in your life. My God, God's going to do a boom in your life, and you just got to be in walking in these three essential principles, walking in these three essential principles in your walk with God. Communication, hallelujah, confidence, and commitment. Amen. Be committed to the things of God. Be committed to the house of God. My God. Be committed to your pastors. My God. Hallelujah. God set everything up. Amen. So that you can receive the overflow in your life. Amen. So God bless you. We're going to go into prayer. I'm going to pass it over to Pastor Anthony as we begin to move forward during our time of prayer. But there is power in your covenant with God. Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. We're going to continue in the spirit of prayer momentarily. We will open up the phone lines, but what a word from the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. She who was barren, Hannah had a closed womb.
Yes.
And Pastor, she prayed.
Yes.
She prayed, and God not just opened up her womb once, but you said on six different occasions she gave birth. And we thank God, whatever closed up in your life tonight, I prophesy over you right now, God is about to open that thing up. God is about to release something from and through your life. God is about to make a way where there was no way. He's about to put a door where there was no door. He's about to play a window where there was no window. And we got to believe God by faith, because the enemy, the Bible says, let him who still no more.
Yes.
And sometimes the enemy has put a roadblock. He has put something in our path. But today God has removed it. Today God has annihilated. And you have the right way. You have the clear through way to go and do what God called you to do. Father, in the name of Jesus, like in the spirit of Hannah, when she knew she could do nothing else but pray, she prayed. Where she knew the doctors could not open up her womb. Elkanah could not open up her womb. No matter, glory be to God, Eli the priest could not open up her womb. But she came to God because she knew, like we know, with God, all things are possible for those who believe. And right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we are believing you by faith right now.
Yes,
that which the enemy meant for evil, God, now turn it around for our good.
My God.
Lord, hallelujah. Maybe there's been a closed heaven. Maybe there's been a closed opportunity. But we pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus, because your word declares that you open doors that no man can shut. And right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, God, and we say, Lord, have your way. Your word declares for us to replenish and multiply, subdue, take dominion. Glory be to God. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we pray for every person under the sound of our voice on tonight.
Yes, God.
Lord, that person looking for a job, Lord, open a door. That person looking for a good, godly relationship, open a door.
Yes,
that person looking for a new opportunity, open a door. That person, in the name of Jesus, looking to be healed and set free from that infirmity, open a door. That one looking to be delivered on tonight, open a door in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we cry out tonight. We wail out tonight. We shout and we open up our mouths, because James said we have not, because we ask not. And right now we're asking, God. Somebody need a financial miracle on this prayer line. Somebody need a breakthrough in the area of money. Somebody, in the name of Jesus, need gainful employment in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody right now, hallelujah, needs you to come and fix that relationship in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, help us. We are praying tonight to be like Hannah. Help us to communicate. Oh, we're communicating tonight. We're using our earthly language, even our heavenly language, in the name of Jesus, to communicate and to bring our cares to you.
Yes.
Pastor Rebecca said,
hallelujah,
give it to God and don't take it back.
Yes.
Cast your care before the Lord and don't take it back. Put that burden on Jesus,
yes,
and don't take it back.
Thank you.
Put that worry on the Savior,
yes,
and don't take it back.
Hallelujah.
Put that anxiety and stress on the Lord Jesus Christ, and don't take it back. In the name of Jesus, Lord, help us to surrender all.
Yes,
help
Lord.
Us to submit to your will on tonight.
God,
help
you,
us,
Lord.
In the name of Jesus,
yes,
to walk by faith and not by sight. In the mighty, yes, name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, Lord, we thank you.
We thank you, Lord.
For we have that confidence. Our pastor, she said, Hannah had a certain confidence.
Yes, yes.
After she communicated, she had a confidence that not just God would do it, God could do it.
Yes.
But God would do it.
My God. My God.
Pastor, as we continue to pray tonight,
yes,
we got to move beyond what God could do.
My God, Jesus.
And get in the spirit of expectation and expecting God and say, no, God is going to do it.
Yes, yes.
God will do it.
He will do it.
Oh, my God. I feel the Holy Ghost on this prayer line tonight.
Jesus,
I feel the power of God on this prayer line tonight. As we communicate through this phone line, I believe the fire and power of God is resonating through every home that is represented on this prayer line. So in the name of Jesus, the demons that's trying to harass us, the demons trying to torment us, the enemy trying to influence people, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to become a stumbling block in our path. We right now, Lord, say, Lord, send your angels and give them charge over our life. In the name of Jesus, like in the book of Exodus, you sent your angel before them to prepare the way. Oh, glory be to God.
My God.
So, Lord, we thank you.
We thank you, Lord.
We praise you tonight.
Yes, God.
We want to be like Hannah, who couldn't have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And because she had an infirmity, because she had a curse upon her, her hate of Penina made her life a living hell.
My God.
Tormented her.
Jesus.
Ever been kicked when you were down?
Jesus.
Have people ever humiliated you when you did not have even the strength to fight or strength to move on? Have you ever been to that place where you become vulnerable and weak and people making fun and people begin to mock you? The devil is a liar. Oh, I said he's preparing the table. I said before you, in the presence of all your enemies, this is why we got to pray. Because don't go by what you see, for the things which are seen are temporary.
My God.
I need to say that again. I don't know who that's for. Paul writes to the church, and he said, for we believe not in the things which are seen, but in the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal or temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So we, glory be to God, we, hallelujah, we got to believe God right now and got to step into that invisible realm. We got to go and we got to believe God that he's operating and moving in a dimension that's about to penetrate this natural realm. So don't go by what you've been coming up with. Hannah finally got results. Hannah's womb was finally open. This young lady did not believe she could have a baby, but she prayed specifically, God, if you give me not a girl, but a man child. Sometimes we got to be specific with God. That's why Pastor Rebecca said, how are you communicating with God tonight? Don't let the devil put you in fear, afraid to ask God for what you need. Afraid to believe God for what you need, afraid to petition God with that fear that it might not happen. No, we got to go to God. He said, come boldly to the throne of grace. Come boldly with courage in your time of need. He said, come with confidence. And that's why we come to this prayer line. Maybe you can pick it up in our voice. Maybe you can pick it up in our passion. Maybe you can pick it up in our posture. But we don't come timidly. We come boldly because we believe, and we've already seen prayer work too many times. My son was hospitalized last week. Type 1 diabetes diagnosed. Blood sugar over 500. Could not even read the blood sugar level. And the warfare was intense against our youngest son, Marcus. But right now, Marcus is back at work. Marcus is leading a normal life again. Marcus got released out of that hospital, even when the doctor sometimes didn't see the blood sugar coming down. Because Marcus prayed. One time I visited him at the hospital, and he told me, oh, I'm going to beat this thing. It's coming down. It's going to be regulated. I've been praying. I'm believing God. When he had epileptic seizures, when he was a little boy, God spoke to him as a young man and said, you're going to be all right, son. And now that he's 24 years of age, that same God is speaking to our youngest son. Oh, I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Somebody know the word on this line tonight. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. Don't worry about your children tonight, parent, mother, father, grandmother, grandfather. God got your children. God got your grandchildren. He said to the third and fourth generation of those who love me, I will bless. We're going to open up these phone lines. Because, Pastor, I feel the power of God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
God, you know, people say, God, you got to have a relationship with God, and he don't take stepchildren and things like that. But when I didn't come to myself, when I didn't have sense enough to pray for myself, I had a prayer mother.
Yes, yes.
So I thank God that God honored her prayers for me.
Yes, amen.
That's why the Bible talks about intercessors.
Yes.
Intercession. Because we're praying on behalf of our wives. We're praying on behalf of our children. We're praying on behalf of others. We're standing in proxy.
Yes.
For sometimes people who won't pray for themselves.
Okay.
Or can't pray for themselves.
Yes.
My God. Some people won't pray for themselves, but Pastor, you said it so powerfully just now. Some people can't pray for themselves. My God. We're going to take, we see a couple of hands raised already, and I'm just being led to go right into these calls. Press one on your phone. I tell you, at this, I think we're in the third week of the new year. It's just a new season. The Bible says, I think it was Proverbs or Ecclesiastes chapter 3, to everything there is a season.
Yes, yes.
All of us have been given a new season. And we thank God that as we pray tonight, this 2017 season, not what happens Friday at the inauguration, but this season is your season. Oh, I felt it right there when I said it.
My God, my God.
Even as I said that, God told me to tell the people, this year is your year.
My God.
This is your season, beloved. This is your year, man and woman of God. And you got to go and walk in the confidence that favor is on your life as you move throughout this 2017 year.
Yeah.
Right, let's take these calls. Amen. The people of God, I believe, are ready. And I know the Holy Spirit is way ahead of us and ready, amen, to address anything that the enemy tries to put or any counterattack that the enemy tries to place in our path. What is that first area code, Pastor?
Area code 919.
919, our first caller tonight. We thank God for you. God bless you.
God bless you guys as well. I was calling you for prayer tonight.
Amen. To God be the glory. Who are we speaking to?
This is Michelle.
Michelle.
She said Prophetess Michelle.
Prophetess Michelle?
Yes, sir.
God bless you. Father, in the name of Jesus right now, hallelujah. Even as Father God, Hannah prayed and got a breakthrough, we pray right now, even for the restoration, Father God, of that respiratory system going on right now, in the name of Jesus, in that upper chest area with the vocal cords and the wind and the lungs, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We bind up any fears of the wind and the air blowing through and coming in, Father God, through this woman of God. Right now, we speak restoration. Right now, we speak wholeness. Right now, we speak in the name of Jesus, wellness over her life. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind up the spirit of sickness. We bind up that spirit of infirmity. We bind up in the name of Jesus any disease, any, Father God, hallelujah. Your words, as you sent your word in and healed them and saved them from their destruction. And right now, she was, hallelujah, glory be to God. Jesus was wounded for your transgressions. He was bruised for your iniquity. His chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by the stripes of Jesus, I decree and declare you healed in the name of Jesus. So Lord, right now, give her her strength back.
Yes.
Right now, give her her voice back.
Yes.
Right now, give her her zeal back.
Yes.
Right now, give her the passion back. Right now, restore the joy of the Lord, which is her strength. In the mighty name of Jesus, in you, she live, move, and have her being. And right now, we bind up any spiritual attack. We bind up any person speaking foul language or witchcraft or trying to put curses. We bind up any voice and we silence it right now in the name of Jesus. And we say, Lord, have your way. Free up your daughter right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let her be able to function at work, function through ministry, taking care of her home and her family at full capacity in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we say, have your way. Touch her life right now. That body belongs to you. From the crown of her head to the soles of her feet right now. Restoration. Total recovery in the name of Jesus. And we call you blessed. We call you healed and set free from that infirmity. In Jesus' name, amen. You're healed. Believe it by faith right now. Receive it by faith. Pastor Rebecca and I in this prayer line, there are many people in the prayer line tonight. We touched and agreed because the word says, if we do that, we shall have what we ask. And we collectively say you're healed in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. We declare healing. Even as Pastor was praying, God showed me that it's been a plot of the enemy to cut off the voice of the prophet. And God says, you shall be restored totally. You shall rest. That God's bringing to you rest and restoration. Even as you're resting, God's restoring you. And my God, hallelujah. So receive your rest as God restores you, and your voice shall not be cut off. The voice of the prophet shall not be cut off in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And everything dry, like Pastor said, has been dry. God's bringing a fresh times of refreshing. Even as you lay, even as you rest, even as you spend time with him, God says times of refreshing are to be found in my presence. So he's not restoring you to where you were, but beyond. So God's getting ready to restore you and propel you into a new realm with him. My God, hallelujah. So, Father God, we just thank God for the woman of God. Thank you for what you're doing. We bind up every demon on assignment against her vocal cords, against her prophetic voice, against the work that you've given her to do, and we declare total victory over her life. We plead the blood of Jesus over her household, and over her son in the name of Jesus. And we declare that no weapon formed against her shall prosper, but just like Elijah, she shall come out of the cave and continue the work. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So just continue to let God do what he's doing. God is working some things out, even as he brings the divine manifestation of your healing.
God is working some things out. So continue to let God manifest everything that he's manifesting in your life. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, God, so much.
Amen. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
God bless you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. God. Amen. God is still a healer. Amen. God is still a deliverer. Amen. He still yet sits on the throne. Hallelujah. Area code 678. God bless you.
I will exalt you. I will exalt you. I will exalt you. You are my God. I will exalt you. I will exalt you. I will exalt you. You are my God. My hiding place, my safe refuge, my treasure, Lord, you are. My friend and King, anointed one, most holy. You are my God. I will exalt you. I will exalt you. You are my God. You are my God. You are my God. You are my God. I will not fear. Because you're with me. Because you're with me. Because you're with me. I will not fear. Because you're with me. Because you're with me. Because you're with me. I will not fear. My hiding place, my safe refuge, my treasure, Lord, you are. My friend and King, anointed one, most holy. My hiding place, my safe refuge, my treasure, Lord, you are. My friend and King, anointed one, most holy, my hiding place, my safe refuge, my treasure, Lord, you are. My friend and King, anointed one, most holy, you are my God, you are my God, you are my God. I will not fear. You are my God. You are my God. I will not fear. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for today. Thank you for another beautiful day. Thank you for this prayer line. Thank you for everyone on this prayer line. Thank you for Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. And God bless us all. I do have a praise report to say that a couple of weeks ago, I've been feeling like this already. My pain in my body has subsided a whole lot. And I think it was last week sometime. It may sound kind of weird, but nothing's impossible with God, so I keep that in mind. But I feel like my pain just wants to roll out of my body. So I thank God that today I didn't have to wear my brace, and I usually wear my brace all day at work. I didn't have to wear it at all. I thank God for that, and I thank God for the wonderful feeling that my body is going through right now because my pain is less, and it couldn't be. Prayers do go answer, so thank you, Jesus. And I just want to continue prayers for my son. He's doing a little better, thinking a little different, even though he's not living at home. But I just always pray for him and just continue praying for him and for my household and for everyone on this prayer line that are in need of prayer. Thank you so much, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. I'm so glad that you made it back home safe from your trip and back with us again. So thank you so much, everyone on this prayer line. I love you all.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God. We're going to pray and lift that up. But, you know, God gives you a sign.
Yes.
And even as that body, amen, is working well today, you feel better today. You feel your normal self, and you see progress even in the area of your health concerning
yes.
that back. I believe God is at work. Amen.
Amen.
And
yes,
he is going to do Philippians 1:6 shall complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. God's going to complete the healing. He's going to complete the work. But he has those times where he gives us moments of victory. And right now, amen, we're going to celebrate with you as we speak how your body feels right now. Father, in the name of
yes,
Jesus, we are celebrating even today, Lord, as she said, she feels her help coming. She feels her strength being restored.
Yes,
she feels that comfort in her back. She sees, God,
yes,
that you're
yes.
doing something in the bones and the muscles and,
yes,
and the nerves and
yes.
everything. And that belongs to you, God, and you designed it to function and operate a certain way. So in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, and we speak total healing over Sister Maria.
Yes,
we thank
God.
You, Father God, in the name of Jesus,
thank
even
you.
How she feels right now on this prayer line. You're my God, and I shall not fear is what she's saying. And we thank God in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Even as she is having a high moment, that she always has a song in her spirit for the Lord.
Yes.
Bringing song to this prayer line. You said, with those who sing, let them sing psalms or sing spiritual songs. And she sings songs and spiritual hymns, Lord. And we thank God, hallelujah, for those in the earth realm that you called to sing. So we thank God, hallelujah, that in the name of Jesus, the healing will continue to take place.
Yes.
Restoration will continue to take place.
Yes.
Father God,
thank
we
God.
Jesus, that you're removing all the pain.
Yes,
you're removing all the torment.
Yes.
You're removing all the agony.
Yes.
You're removing all the discomfort in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you, hallelujah,
thank you, Lord,
that she's going to be operating, moving, and going throughout her day, Lord, pain-free in the name
thank
of
you,
Jesus.
Yes.
Praise you for it.
Thank
we
you.
Thank you for it.
Yes.
Continue to, as she said, cover her son, Lord. Even sometimes as he goes through transitioning and you're shifting that young man, you're putting circumstances in and through his life that he can get to know you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
So I thank God for this mother and this son, Lord, that she's not going to worry, that you got him covered in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
so bless this family. Cover her son.
Lord.
Give him opportunities and influence his young life in the name of
Lord.
Jesus, Lord. That he will serve you with his whole heart in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes,
and then put good people,
Lord.
Good friends in his life.
Surround
him with good young people, God, that he can get to know you and even see you through other people's lives in Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
so bless
name.
His family. Cover her son and continue
you,
to heal Sister Maria, especially in that back area.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Father, we celebrate your victory today. As you say, you feel good today in this moment. You feel great today.
Yes, Lord.
And
thank you.
God is going to continue, amen, that what he started.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you both.
Well,
God bless you both.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless
you. I never heard that song, but I like the lyrics.
Yes.
I shall not fear because, God, you are with me.
Yes.
Glory be to God. Take another call, Pastor.
Eric, 919.
God bless you tonight.
Hello. God bless you all tonight.
God bless.
I was calling in tonight to just say thank you guys for the word on tonight. It was a blessing to me. And to also ask that you guys pray for a cousin of mine that's in a hospital, just asking God for his salvation and also for a speedy recovery. And just however the God leads you into praying for me.
Okay. What is your cousin's name?
Raheem.
That's
Raheem, Lord.
Amen. Amen. This is Shaquella.
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name.
Yes.
You are worthy to be praised. God, this is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. Lord, even so, Father God, we are glad for your daughter, Shaquella, oh God. Thank you for her life, God. Thank you for what you're doing in her life, God. Thank you, Lord, Father God, for the divine transformation that is yet taking place even now, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for taking her to higher heights. We thank you for taking her from faith to faith and glory to glory, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for divine revelation, God, for opening her eyes, God, so that she can discern, oh God, everything that she needs to discern. Even as she goes about her daily business, her daily endeavors, oh God, we ask that you bless her, that you keep her, that you prosper her, oh God. We ask that you put a hedge of protection around her, oh Lord. Lord, we ask that you increase her, oh God. Lord, I ask for multiplication, Father God, even in her resources, that you will multiply her finances, oh God. Lord, give her, Father God, the desires of her heart, God. Lord, you know what it is that she desires from you, oh God, what she desires of you. You know what her every need is, God. And Lord, we speak into her need on tonight, God, and we speak replenishment, and we speak provision. provision.
Yes.
And we speak increase, oh God. And we speak, oh God, hallelujah, that you are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord her provider, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you for what you're doing in her life, for the elevation that's taking place, oh God. We thank you for the illumination that's taking place, God, even as you are turning on the light in different areas of her life and allowing her to walk up out of some situations and to walk away from some things and to walk away from even some people that mean her no good, oh God. Lord, we thank you for what you're doing in her relationships. Oh, my God, that you're even doing a new thing in her relationships, oh God, that you're bringing quality people around her, oh God, that you're bringing help around her, that you're bringing support, a support system around her, oh God, that you're bringing like-minded, like-spirited individuals around her, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, oh God, hallelujah, that everything is up, up, up. Shaquella, I hear God saying everything is up, up, up for you. From here on, you have been in a hard place, and it's almost like you hit bottom, you know, at some points last year. But God says the struggle is over, and everything is up, up, and up for you.
Right.
My God, God says there's arise, my God, for the light and the glory of the Lord has shone upon you. My God, hallelujah. God's favor shining down on you. And God says, you're about to get up, my God. You're about to get up out of some situations. You're about to get up out of some circumstances that have held you down. You're getting up. My God, God just corrected me. He said, you ain't about to get up. You are getting up, my God. In the name of Jesus. I see you rising. I see you standing tall, my God, in the name of Jesus. I see you standing tall in the spirit realm first, my God, and then in the natural realm. God says, as the spirit is, so goes the flesh, so goes the natural. So as you be built up from the inside out, your outside is increasing, your outside is multiplying, your outside is blessed, my God. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. My God, every need being met. God says, you continue to seek first my kingdom and my righteousness. Every need will be met according to my glorious riches by Christ Jesus. I hear God say it's a done deal. My God, tell her it's already done. My God, in the name of Jesus, continue to trust in me, says the Lord. Continue to have faith in my word. Have faith in the prophetic declaration that's going forth over your life. This is your season for the prophetic declaration that's going to manifest, my God, in your life. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you because it's a prayerness about what's going on. You got a prayerness about you. I feel God. There's a prayerness about you. And God says, I delight in those who have a broken and contrite spirit and a pure heart. So, Lord, we thank you for her pure heart. We thank you for her submission to your will and your way and your word. We thank you for what you're doing in her life, the sanctification. My God, the sanctification that's taking place and regeneration. And we declare it done, that nothing will stop your hand and nothing will interfere with the work that you're doing in her life. Lord, we know you are faithful to complete the work that you have begun in her life. So we thank you for it. And Lord, we pray for her cousin right now, God. And we thank you, Lord, for Raheem. My God. Hallelujah.
Father, in the name of Jesus, touch that young man right now. We thank you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He will be discharged in that hospital, but in the name of Jesus, while you have him there, while he's isolated, while he's in solitude, Lord, turn Raheem's life around in the name of Jesus. Speak to his heart, Lord. Minister to his mind, Jesus. Lord, separate him right now to yourself. Even, Father God, as his cousin brought him to this prayer line, let his body respond to the doctors and the treatment or whatever he needs to go through in that hospital to get back to normal. But, Lord, make his spirit man arise. Make his spirit man wake up in the name of Jesus. Let him know in the name of Jesus that the Spirit of God, hallelujah, is about him right now in the name of Jesus. And let him surrender his life to you. Let him say yes to the Lord and yes to your will. In the name of Jesus, let him open up his mouth, because your Bible says that we confess with our mouths and believe in our heart that Jesus is Lord, we'll be saved.
Yes.
Save Raheem in that hospital. Save his soul. Save his life.
Save
his future. Save his family. Save his destiny. In the name of Jesus, so touch this young man.
Yes,
speak to him, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
let him make a decision for you. Let him choose you tonight in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
let him make you Lord of his life,
yes,
and Savior of his life in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
so we cover Raheem. We speak wellness to him. We sing your word that he might be healed. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
So give the doctors and nurses wisdom.
Yes.
Let them respond favorably to the treatment and the medicine. Father God, let them be restored and get back to his normal life in the name of Jesus. But touch his heart, God.
Yes, God.
Touch his heart.
Touch him, God.
And turn that around that he would serve you, God, all the days of his life. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
But we thank God
Amen.
For you. We
Amen.
Support for Raheem to be well. We believe, God, that God is moving in that situation, even as you brought your cousin before us tonight. Give us that praise report that God's going to turn that situation around. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, guys, so much, and God bless you all.
God bless.
Amen.
God bless
you. Amen.
Hallelujah. She
Amen.
Has such a beautiful
Praise
spirit.
God.
What was it, Maya Angelou, that said, and still I rise?
And still I rise.
You
yes.
said she's rising above. She's already risen above every situation that has been negative. And last year, she already rose above that thing.
Yes.
We thank God. Amen. That God continues to elevate her. Take another call, Pastor.
Area code 908.
908-908. We thank God for you this evening.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca. This is Lori. How are you?
God bless you. We're well. How are you?
We're doing well. God bless.
Amen. I'm just calling for prayer for me and Ashley.
Amen. We're going to lift that up
Amen.
Before the Lord
yes.
tonight. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this mother tonight, Sister
yes,
Lori Davis.
Yes.
We thank you for her life, her witness of who you are. We thank you in the name of Jesus that she has seen and personally experienced many testimonies of your hand in her personal life and in her family's life with all of her children, Lord.
Yes,
but we thank you for the miracles and, Father God, the testimony
yes.
that you brought up from a mighty long way.
Yes.
So right now, Lord, even as she stands in need of prayer, I pray that the Spirit of the living God rise up in that house.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you for Ashley and this mother, Lord, in the name of
yes.
Jesus, that the living God will come and move in every situation that
yes.
they might be facing. Anything that is negative, anything, Father God, that is demonic,
yes.
anything, God, that is not of your will, right now we bind that thing up
yes.
in the name of
yes.
Jesus. So right now, give Sister Lori the strength that she needs.
Yes.
Give her the mindset that she
yes.
needs. Give her wisdom beyond her years
yes.
in the name of Jesus. Give her knowledge right now and an understanding, Lord, of where she is right now, that, Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that she can see your hand in this situation in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you that she got victory already. I thank you that she has been decreed and declared more than a conqueror. I thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord, that even this will work together for her good because she loves you and called according to your purpose. So in the name of Jesus, encourage your heart. I hear God saying, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, also believe in me. Put your trust in Jesus.
Yes.
Lean not into thine own understanding.
Yes,
trust him and acknowledge him in all of your ways and allow him to speak in the order of your steps.
My God.
So we pray for this mother and cover young Ashley,
yes,
Lord. This young woman, Lord, in the name of Jesus that know you. This young woman, she has ambition and she has goals and dreams that she wants to accomplish in life. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, We bind up any spiritual attack against her young life.
Thank you, Jesus.
We bind up even some people who may be envy or covet her in the name of Jesus. So cover Ashley, Lord. Give her answers, Lord. Allow her in the name of Jesus to see through spiritual eyes and spiritual understanding in the name of Jesus that you're up to something in her young life.
Yeah.
So, Lord, give her discernment, even at a young age. Help her to decide and make good decisions in her young life. Help her in the name of Jesus to differentiate good and bad, evil and good.
Yes.
Help her, Lord, in the name of Jesus to even be strong in her decision making, not to be a people pleaser. Stand strong as a young lady in the name of Jesus, not to be popular, but to be godly. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we cover Ashley, Jesus.
Yeah.
We cover this young lady.
Yeah.
Give her the degree that she's after. Give her the job and the money that she needs to make her dreams a reality. Let her, Lord, have joy of the Lord. Give her joy.
Yeah.
Give her laughter and let her smile, God, in the name of Jesus. Let not life be heavy for this young lady.
Yeah.
Don't make life weighty for her. But free her, let her go, God, to enjoy her young life in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So, God, meet every need of Ashley, tuition, and Father God, even a weekly basis. Give her the salary and the income that she needs to have a comfortable life. So we call her blessed in the name of Jesus. So thank you for this mother and this daughter, all the Sister Lori children, our grandchildren, Lord. Bless this family, the Davis family.
Yes, God.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Continue to trust God. Continue to put your faith in Almighty God. And I believe even what you're going through or your daughter's going through, that God is working this thing out for the both of your good. And God's going to get the glory even out of this. Amen?
Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you. Good hearing from you on tonight. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. We're going to take every caller. We have one more caller. I believe there were two, but one more caller.
Call back.
Amen. Area code 973. Area code 973.
Hi, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. This is Sister Carmen. Pastor Anthony, I want to tell you that Pastor Rebecca did a great job all on her own at church on Sunday, but you were greatly, we missed your absence. And I'm glad that you're back and that your car is working. And I'm calling because I thought I had a praise report until a couple of hours ago, and then my sister texted me something. It's you know, my father had been in the hospital, and he was doing well, and he was discharged on Friday. And I've been talking to him here and there, and then I got a text today that he's back in the hospital. I know he's, you know, he's going to be 94 years old in February. He's lived a long life, and I know one of these days, you know, we're all going to die. But I'm just, you know, I want prayers so that, you know, that God will give him the strength to go through whatever he has to go through. But I do have a praise report, even though he had a setback. I had been worried because, you know, he was living by himself, and after being discharged, he could not continue to live by himself. And then two of my sisters over there agreed to take turns, and, you know, 1 week one would stay with him 24/7, and then the next week the other one would. So, you know, even though he's in the hospital and he comes back out, you know, the two sisters will be taking care of him. So, you know, I thank God for that he won't be alone, because he really needs care 24/7. Before going into the hospital, he was walking and he was fine. And now that he came home, my sister says he doesn't want to walk anymore, so they had, you know, they have a wheelchair for him, and I told her, you know, that he has to, even though if he's sitting down, they have to let him exercise, move his legs a little and his arms, because, you know, once you let your body deteriorate, it's hard to get it going again. But anyway, I'm thanking God for that, and you know, it's God's will. Whatever it's gonna be, it's gonna be. I just want him not to suffer, and for God to give him the strength to go through whatever he needs to go through.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Anthony is home safe, and we thank God for that. You know, we had some weekend, we may share a little bit later, but we want to pray for your dad. We thank God, and we still consider it to be a praise report for what he's doing in the life of your father, and that your sisters are going to be with him. Let us pray. Father God, we praise you. Hallelujah. We praise your name, God. We worship you and we magnify your name. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for your daughter, Sister Carmen, God. Thank you for her life, God. Thank you for her witness. Thank you for her, Father God, testimony on tonight, God, of your goodness, your mercy, and your grace.
Yes.
And Lord, right now, we lift up her father, oh God, even as he has been readmitted into the hospital. Lord, we know that you are a healer and a deliverer, and Father God, that you are a sustainer, oh God, and you have given him long life, oh God, and Lord, we just thank you for long life. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for Father God, even allowing him to be released from the hospital, and Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the healing that's about to take place in his life. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you just let him be comfortable, pain-free, take away anything that's ailing him, oh God. Allow him to regain the function of his limbs. Allow him to walk again, oh God. Allow him to move about, Father God, and have some sense of stability, even as he is, even Lord, as he is being he's rehabilitated, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're asking, Father God, that you would heal him, Lord. We don't know, Father God, when his time on this earth is over, Lord. We're asking for healing. We're asking for healing, God. We're asking, Father God, that the joy of the Lord be his strength. We're asking, Father God, if he doesn't know you, that he come to know you, oh God, that, Father God, that he will, Father God, abide with you throughout eternity, oh Lord. So, Lord, we speak wholeness over his life. We speak healing over his life. We speak the joy of the Lord over his life. We speak salvation over his life. We speak clarity over his life, that you would keep his mind, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for this daughter-son, daughter-father relationship that you have allowed to take place in Sister Carmen's latter years. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for allowing her, Father God, to walk and know and be in relationship, oh God, hallelujah, and be in communication and with her dad, oh God, even all the way over in Puerto Rico, oh God. So, Lord, we just praise you, oh God, for delighting this young woman's life, oh God, her heart, for delighting her heart, oh God, and giving her joy, and even in this relationship with dad. So, Lord, we praise you for her other sisters and their relationship with dad. And, Lord, we pray, Father God, that you would give them the strength, oh God, to be his caregivers, oh God, that you will allow them, oh God, to discern what to do and what not to do, God. Allow them, oh God, hallelujah, to minister to his every need, oh God, and continue to strengthen them and their families. Continue to keep them, oh God. Continue to meet their every need, God. To meet Sister Carmen's needs, oh God. Touch every member of her family, God. Touch her children, oh God. Her grandchildren, oh God. And Lord, we just thank you in advance, oh God,
yes,
for the testimony
that's coming forth, even out of this, as Pastor Anthony said to Sister Lori, all things work together for the good of those who love you and are called according to your purpose. So we thank you for Sister Carmen. Thank you for her dedication and commitment to you and your church and your pastors. Thank you, Lord, for her dedication and commitment to her family and her father, her children, and her grandchildren. Thank you for giving her yet another year, my God, as she just celebrated a birthday. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for the blessings that you are going to overflow in her life. So we praise you and we give you the glory. We give you the honor. Let her have peace that surpasses all understanding. Let her praise you like never before, even in the middle of every situation. And let her continue to keep her faith and confidence in you every single day of her life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
I also wanted to tell you that my sister told me to tell you that she appreciates and wanted to thank you for praying for our father.
Wow.
Well, we thank God for that, and we receive that. Tell your sisters hello, and we're going to continue to pray as this situation goes forward. Amen. God is still a healer. We believe that, and we're going to just continue to pray for you and your family, and we thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. It's amazing. You said, Pastor Rebecca, well, I had to actually go back to Virginia. You know the story is just too detailed to share on the prayer line. But as I went back to Virginia to get my car and drop off the rental car, Pastor Rebecca, you said, did a great job while I was away.
Oh, yes. She held it up very well. I know it's tiring when it's only one person, you know, but she did a great job. But we missed you. We felt your absence.
Well, I'll be back on Sunday. The car is fine. I'm back in New Jersey. The body was tired, but I'm back fully restored now. And we thank God. All of your prayer lines on prayer calls, Pastor and I will share maybe at the end of the broadcast what happened as we went to North Carolina. But it was an awesome time down there. We're back now. We had a great service. All is well. And we thank God for you, Sister Carmen. Amen. I heard you got balloons and teddy bears, and you share a birthday with Dr. Martin Luther King.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
All right. Well, happy belated birthday.
Thank you very much. I love you both, guys. God bless you.
God bless you. We love you, too. Amen. And we're going to take one more call.
This is our final caller. Thank you for being patient. This is our final caller tonight. Put that call open. Your phone line is open, 678-678. God bless you tonight.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Prophetess Rebecca. Amen. This is Prophet Anthony. How are you doing?
God bless you, Flair. Good to hear from you on this side of 2017.
Yes.
Good to hear your voice, sir.
Yes, it is. Thank you. Amen. I tell you, God is about to do some awesome things this year. And I was just sitting on, just listening, me and my wife. And then, and I know she's been, I definitely need her. She needs some prayer. Her heart been just racing. She's been having some complications. I want to, you know, I said I'm gonna pray before we decide to take you to the hospital. But I just felt led to really call and just say, you know, you need some prayer, you know, especially for what God is about to do. Amen. Even coming in, God has just changed some things. We had went to New Jersey to pick up her sister before Christmas and bring her kids down here to Florida. And so it's just God is just doing some change and doing some things in this season and in this time. But I tell you, man of God, we're about to see some very awesome things, what God is about to do this year. And even in your ministry, even in your ministry, you know, it just things are just about to take off this year. And so, you know, I'm just amazed that God will honor me to be a part of what he's doing. Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. I am Pastor Rebecca, the New Creation Church family. We received that even as you came to our state. We thank God, amen, that you made it safely back to Florida. And as you said, you and your family going through a transition, a shift. God is at work in your life. And we're going to pray for your wife right now that God would have his way, amen, even in this situation. Lord, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
we lift up your daughter before you, Father God, especially in that chest and that heart area. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak right now regularity in that cardiovascular system,
yes,
Lord, in the name of Jesus. Regulate that heart rate. We thank you for a regulated pulse in the name of Jesus. We thank you, hallelujah. Glory be to God. We bind up any spirit of retaliation,
yes,
Lord, over this family, even as the enemy tries to counter and come against them, Lord. You know what they're doing for you, God. You know what they're believing you for. You know what they stand in the need of. And right now we speak health to her body.
Lord,
we speak wellness to her soul. You said you wish above all things that she prosper,
yes,
be in good health, even as her soul prosper. So right now, Lord, we speak health and wellness to her body. We say in the name of Jesus, regulate the blood pressure.
Yes,
let the blood flow, God. No blockage in the name of Jesus. No interference. Hallelujah. In her artery area, we thank you in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
even as you regulate her heart rate and her heartbeat. Glory be to God. We thank you for this husband,
yes,
who's covering his wife, who's covering his family, who's monitoring the situation in the name of Jesus. But, Lord, he understands the power of prayer.
Yes.
And right now, you said, bring me to the elders of the church. They'll pray the prayer of faith.
Yes.
And if there's any sick among you, they shall be healed. According to your word, we speak your word right now, and we call her healed in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, it's already done.
Yeah.
Right now, give her comfort in her body. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this marriage. We thank you for their family. We thank you in the name of Jesus, the doors that they need opened in this season. Even as the man of God said during this 2017 season, during this year, God, you're going to do some mighty things in their family, in our ministry, and people in this prayer line, get ready.
Yes,
because the prophet spoke that this is going to be a great year. This is going to be a great year of opportunity and open doors. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, ready us. Equip us to take advantage of every situation in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So we speak abundance over Prophet Anthony and his wife. We say, Father God, provision and protection over this family is already done in the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So we thank you, Lord, that you increase his faith.
Yes.
We thank you for their marriage.
Yes.
Make their marriage even stronger this year. Make their family even stronger this year. Let the children, Lord, gain a godly relationship even in their own age, a personal relationship with you, Lord, even at a young age as they see their parents on fire for Jesus, as they see mom and dad on fire for the Lord, as they see Prophet Anthony speaking what thus said the Lord with boldness and accuracy in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
so, Lord, let him continue to hear you. Let him hear you clearly, God. He has been faithful.
Yes, God. Thank
so, Lord, give him meet every need financially in the name of Jesus.
Able.
So we thank you for shelter. We thank you for shelter and food. Even as the kids go throughout the school year. Make a way, God.
Jesus.
Make a way. For daycare or whatever the need is, God, in the name of Jesus, aftercare. If they're into after school activities, make a way, God.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
So this family can bring your name glory.
Jesus.
Even in the state of Florida.
Jesus.
We call them blessed. We call them blessed. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Well,
amen.
Prophet, you keep prophesying.
Amen.
Keep praying.
Amen.
We believe in God that you're going to come back with a praise report concerning your wife, that God's going to regulate that heart area, and everything is going to be normal in the name of Jesus. So we speak wellness to him.
Yes.
And we say, Lord, have your way.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We praise you, God, and we bind up the spirit of anxiety, oh, God, any type of panic attack, any spirit that's sent on assignment against Aisha, oh, God, we bind it up in Jesus' name, and we cut off the plan of the enemy, and we declare victory over your life, woman of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, regulate her blood, oh, God, and the blood flow, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, her blood pressure and all of the things pertaining to her heart. Oh, God, we just thank you. Hallelujah. And we know that it's already done. And we thank you for divine manifestation. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. My God, my God. So we just thank God for you guys. Just want to say, Prophet Anthony, God's manifesting healing, and this is prophetic, he's getting to the heart of the matter. God says, I'm getting to the heart of the matter, and I'm manifesting healing down to the core. I mean, down to the core. So everything, all the way down to the core, God is healing in this season. Amen. That's why the devil's making the attack, to make you anxious, to make a manifestation of the heart palpitations, heart skipping a beat, anxiety, all of those things. But God says no weapon formed against you or your family will prosper. Amen. Hallelujah. So we want to encourage you to continue to watch God as he manifests healing in the natural and the spiritual. Amen. And also encourage you, we have to encourage you to go to the doctor. You know, we take her to the doctor just so that he can say that it is well. Amen.
Yes.
Just so that he can say that it is well, because God's already turned that situation around. But we do believe in, you know, the wisdom God gave us, doctors, so we don't have to rely so heavily on the miraculous. But God said that's going to be a testimony where he'll look and say, whatever was, it is not. Whatever was trying to come, God stopped it. Amen.
Amen.
So we just thank God. Amen. Amen. We
thank
God.
Oh,
yeah,
bless you.
But that
God bless you, sir.
So God bless you both. We love you guys, and you were in Jersey. We're not gonna hold it against you that you didn't call us.
I'm so sorry. It was like a quick, like God said, go get her. You know, it was a cry that she needed to get out.
Yeah,
and we was like a rescue. We was on like a rescue mission.
Wow.
So I'm so sorry, but I. But I do definitely, I'm going to let her come on the line probably next Tuesday. And because I believe, amen, that, you know, I believe prophetess and pastor, y'all have some things to say to her, because she's on a new, you know, God's doing something in her life as
okay.
well.
Next week.
Amen. So in a couple of weeks, that definitely have her come on the line so that we can speak to her. And this is your sister-in-law?
This is Aisha's sister.
And Father God, we lift up Aisha's sister right now in the name of Jesus, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her life, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for this new place that you have her in, and this new season and the newness, everything new that you have coming over her life, Father God, that yes, indeed, it was a rescue mission, oh God, and we thank you, Lord, for snatching her out, oh God, and lifting her up, oh God, and restoring her, oh God. So, Lord, we just praise you, and we magnify your name, God, for what you're about to do and what you've already done, and it's about to be manifested in her life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So
God bless, family. Y'all be blessed.
Amen. God bless you. We love you guys. God bless you.
Love you, too. God bless you.
Amen. 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 So we're going to go off the line, but not before we do two things. I have a short prayer of a prayer, and then we're going to sing. Pastor and I are going to sing Happy Birthday to Sister Carmen. She's been faithful over this prayer line, and all of you are going to be singing with us. We're not going to open the lines, but we're all going to sing. So wherever you are, you can sing Happy Birthday to Sister Carmen.
Come on, sing Happy Birthday to Sister Carmen very quickly. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Sister Carmen. Happy birthday to you. You are a blessing. You are a blessing. You are a blessing. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
And many more at the belated birthday song. I didn't get a chance to do it Sunday, but I heard there were balloons and teddy bears and congratulations. But Pastor get to celebrate you tonight, Sister Carmen. We thank God for you. You've been faithful. We love you. And thank God for giving you another year of life.
Amen. And we encourage all who are led to do so to sow. Please do so. Please do so into this ministry, to sow into this prayer line, so that Pastor Anthony and I can continue to come forth and on each and every Tuesday, so that we can continue to come forth with the ministry that God has given us to do. You can go over to our website, nccmonline.org. nccmonline.org. And so you see any amount we would appreciate. We definitely do need your help to continue to do what God has called us to do on the on-ground ministry as well as the online ministry, because we do have the church, the local assembly here in Hillside, New Jersey, and we thank God for you partnering with us, being our partners as we go forth to do this ministry. All of us together are saving souls. Together we are changing lives. Together we are setting the captive free. Amen. So we thank God for your sowing in advance. Father God, thank you for every seed that is sown on tonight. God, we ask for increase, 100-fold increase. We ask for 100-fold increase on every seed that is sown on tonight. God, bless the giver, Father God. Bless those, Father God, who have a heart to give, Father God. Bless them and keep them, oh God, even as they sow into this ministry. We thank you in advance. In Jesus' name, and Father, bless my mother, Mother May Thomas. Keep her, and Father God, continue to prosper her, Father God, even as she sows into our lives, oh God. We thank you for what you've done through her and with her and by her. Continue to prosper her and bless her, oh God. Lord, we thank you for Mr. and Mrs. Johnson, oh God, down in Florida, God. We pray for Mr. Johnson right now, and we pray for the full use of his limbs, that he will be able to move, God. Lord, get him up out of that bed of affliction, oh God. Let him walk and talk and love and hug on his wife, oh God. We pray for Mrs. Johnson, oh God, that you will continue to give her the strength as she cares for her husband. We pray for every caregiver, oh God, Father God, that helps her to nurse on her husband, oh God. Lord, strengthen that marriage, strengthen that union, strengthen their spirit, man, so that they can continue to run on with you. We pray for every person on this prayer line that did not come, Father God, and press one and get prayer. Lord, that you will bless them and keep them, multiply them and increase them, oh God. Let them grow into a closer covenant relationship with you. Let us all grow into a closer covenant relationship with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, meet us tomorrow night for Bible study at 7:30. Pastor and I, we will be sharing some more about our trip. We did get stranded, but God got us home. Amen, hallelujah. The car broke down on the road. We had to get a tow truck and a rental car, drive 5 hours to Jersey, have church, turn around. Pastor turned around and went back to Virginia to pick up the
car and they had to fix the alternator, but it is well. Amen. God was blessed greatly in our ministry as we preached and prophesied and taught married couples and singles on last week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. God got the glory. Amen. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. So meet us on Sunday, 12:30, 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey, 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. We hope to see you there. And that's a 12:30 service. God bless you. Go in peace and serve our God. Amen. Praise God. And just keep believing. Amen. Keep believing. I'm going to play I Believe. Amen.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Fire! storm is over, I believe your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe you made it through it.
about your future.